Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host. I'm the social media chef. I'm coming to you live from sunny Clearwater, Florida, where I will once again complain about the weather. I know everyone else that's in the north is going to roll their eyes at this, but we are now in November. It's still swelteringly hot. I would love a different season other than summer, but, you know, that's on my wish list. But, well, you know, what can I say? Thanks so much for coming and listening in today. Today's show is going to be pretty cool. What we're going to be talking about is video. One of the things that I've been getting a lot of interaction with online is people are talking about video and, you know, how do we use it, and I'm too scared, and blah, blah, blah. So I thought, why not do a show where we really tackle some of the, you know, the first steps that you need to take if you want to jump on the video bandwagon. If you want to learn more about our show, please visit us online at servedfreshmedia.com. There you can find videos, you can find recipes, you can hear archived episodes of our radio show, as well as read lots and lots of helpful tips articles on social media marketing, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, you name it, it's on there. So take a look on there. If you'd like to connect with me, you can connect with me via the different buttons that are on the top right-hand side of the page. You can connect with me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, all of the usual suspects. If you want to be a guest, what we're doing is we're going to be doing some shows with guests coming up in January in the first quarter. So if you love to cook, if you are a chef at a restaurant, if you do online marketing, I'd love to talk to you on here. And we're going to switch the format up in the beginning of the year, so we'd love to have some more guests. So if you are interested, please email me directly at chris@servefreshmedia.com or our producer at info@servefreshmedia.com. Okay, enough plugging. I know, I'm killing it here. What we want to talk about is video, okay? Yes, you need it. Okay, and, you know, obviously I'm one of the people that is the worst examples of this, because when you are an owner of a small business, what you have to do is, with my firm, Go Media, I'm busy all the time. You know, we're working clients, we're having meetings, we're traveling, there's so many things going on. It's so hard to get video done, even with what I'm going to be telling you. Now, if the case of the shoemaker's kids having no shoes, well, I mean, everyone in the shoemaker's family here are barefoot. So what we want to do is find ways that we can actually break through the wall of not being able to, not having enough time, and think of the interesting ways of branding yourself, all of which I have tried, and they do work. We've done it for clients, and I've also done it for myself personally and Go Media. So these are some of the things that, you know, I think will really help you on your way that we'll talk about on today's episode of the Social Media Chef. So sadly, no food, but we're going to be talking about some delicious social media dish. So, you know, get ready for that. Now, one of the biggest misconceptions that, well, I first had for sure, but, you know, when I started marketing about 15 years ago, one of the things that I really came across a lot of was these really slick promotional videos, these corporate videos, not the ones that train the staff that are already in the door, but the ones that are used at trade shows that you see even on TV in commercials, in commercial form. And, you know, people have it on their website, or you click on a website and somebody walks out and starts talking to you. These are all different sorts of promotional videos that have been around since, you know, like television and radio. You know, these have been around for a while. Now, what I was always concerned with, because as a marketer, we never had a budget for anything. Anybody out there who does marketing, you know that you're given about 50 cents and you have to stretch it into $300, you know. And so promotional videos were one of the things that I kind of threw under the bus. You know, it wasn't something that I really thought was the most important, but it had importance. But just, you know, there were other things that were more of sometimes the advertising, depending on what industry that I was working in, especially when I was in the music industry. You know, we did spend a lot of money on videos, for music videos, but a lot of it was spent on, you know, the tour and the promo beforehand and the public relations. So video just didn't seem that accessible. Well, hold the phone. It's become affordable. Whereas a lot of people think that, oh, my gosh, I have to get Steven Spielberg in, and we have to get this whole team, and we have to rig these lightings, and I have to get a facelift. It's nothing along those lines. Now, there's a couple different levels, and it really depends on the company. For example, if you are a small business or even a medium-sized business, if you have a spokesperson, whether it be the CEO or a spokesperson that's been hired, they can do all the video on behalf of the organization. If you're a larger one, then you might want to put some more money into it just because that's where your brand is and you have the money to do it. But what I'm doing is I'm not talking to the big dogs. Okay, big dogs, you got it all sorted out. You have like a whole film division. Well, what about the people that are smaller and medium-sized businesses like my own that don't have a million-dollar budget for a promo video every year? Well, there's a lot of different options that you have now. Now, another thing that, just a couple of misconceptions. All right, you don't need to have it professionally done. It doesn't need to be expensive. It does not have to take a lot of time and resources. And it does not need to be salesy 100% of the time. Okay? Those are the main misconceptions that I'd like to break through, first off, on this conversation that we're having, because it's not like that. You don't do video if you want to get out and use it to become viral, you don't need to spend the big bucks. You know, there's lots of different examples out there, and you can see them, the ones that are very popular, that you'll even see on the news, the viral videos. But let me stop before I get ahead of myself, because I always do that. I want to stay on track today. On the Social Media Chef, you can listen to us every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you miss a show, oh, naughty boy and girl. Well, you can always log into blogtalkradio.com/socialmediachef or check out our show at surffreshmedia.com on the lower right-hand side. Now, let's talk about video, okay? I'm going to tell you my little story, and then we'll get on to, like, who cares about me? Let's go on to you, okay? First off, let's talk about me. I was trying video out a couple different times in a couple different organizations that I worked with as vice president of marketing and marketing director, what have you. And it always worked, and it was great. But over the last couple years, I've seen so many amazing uses of video, much of which I'll go through in the next, you know, in the next part of our conversation. But the first thing was anytime I did a video and I put it out, whatever it was, if I was interviewing somebody, if I was actually sharing a video of me speaking, I actually got leads. I got more leads than I normally would. Not only that, more people would start interacting with me. More people would start recommending me. And there was a whole chain of events, which I thought was really weird, you know, because I thought, okay, it's just me. I'm 100% transparent. What you see is what you get. What you're hearing right now, this is me. But what I didn't understand was how being genuine, being transparent, and actually being able for your clients or prospective clients to see you in action. I have one video up on surffreshmedia.com and also my YouTube channel, which is Crisco Media. And that is a speech I did in Orlando, I don't know, about a year ago or so, or a few months, I don't know. Time flies when you're in Florida and you have one season for 12 months. But I know I'm not going to let the weather thing go. But, you know, I put that up there and out there, and then all of a sudden I was getting more speaking engagements. and I was getting more leads. Like I said before, I was getting more inquiries. More people were viewing me as an expert. Now, all I wanted to do was share a video that I had given to a group of small business people sharing some really great things that they can do to apply to their business, how to get started in social media marketing, you know, what I usually talk about. And I was immediately sold. Of course, I've seen the value for other people, and of course I did it for my clients, but I thought, okay, hey, Chris, video is not the first thing you need to be working on. Let's work on XYZ, and then we can get on to the ABCs. Well, after that experience, it totally changed my whole view of it for myself. Because sometimes, you know, you can do it for your clients, but you don't want to do it for yourself because you think, I'm fine with what I'm doing. Well, I'm telling you, it makes a huge difference. Again, another thing is I recently entered a contest that British Airways is holding for at free plane fares, and there's different meetings that you will go to with celebrities or whatever. It was a really interesting contest because in 2011, Go Media were trying to break into the UK market, so it's a perfect fit. Whatever. I did a video as an entry. I shared it with the people on my network, and I started getting calls. Oh, Chris, great to see you. You know, the great reconnecting ones. But also people actually wanting to know more about my services, who wanted to know more about how much things cost, if we could slot them in by the end of the year. This is the power of video. You know, and the video I did for the British Airways contest was me looking into my Mac that had a camera that captured the video. That simple. And that worked. So now on this Social Media Chef with me, Chris Tompkins, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Did you like that plug? I really slipped it under the door. I know I'm very graceful with the plugs, but I want to talk about let's do four or five things that I think you should really be doing or look into. Okay, we only have a half an hour show here. I can't hold your hand all the way through, but what I want to do is I want to plant some seeds and get you excited about some things. I can do all of these things, and I'm extremely busy. Does that mean that I'm a Superman? No. All it means is that I really schedule things. For example, every week I have a radio show. Well, every week at 1 p.m., every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am blocked out and busy. Was that hard for me to start? Of course it was. Because it's starting something new. You're adding more things to your day. Who wants to add even two more minutes? But I'm telling you, once you get into the groove, you slip right into it. It's just part of your life. So I'm saying make this part of your life. Okay, let me get off the altar here and start telling you some things. Okay, first thing, if you have a blog or you have a website, why don't you do a video blog or a blog? Now, blogging is really simple. A lot of people overthink it. I have two things, well, actually one thing, but I do like to do a little bit more location-y things once in a while when I do video. But if your computer has video capture, very easy. All you have to do is speak into your computer, okay? What you're going to say is important, but let's talk about the logistics here. You want to have a setting that fits to your company, to your message, to your position, to how you want to be seen in your industry. So, for example, if you're a law firm, don't be in a jacuzzi. If you're an educator, don't be at Hooters. You know, let's think about it, okay? I'm a social media marketer. I need to be around computers. That makes sense. Or if you have a nice backdrop. You know, my one thing with vlogs is that I don't like it when they show off. So I don't want to know that you're at the Eiffel Tower and you're going to tell me, something about whatever. You know, that's cute, but it's a little, I don't know. I think it's a little tacky. You want to be within an environment that people can associate you with. But if you're out on the road, just make sure it fits. Just don't be too show-offy. Now, what are you going to talk about? It's a video blog. Whatever you would blog about, talk about. Now, we're talking like 2 to 3 minutes. We don't want really long ones here. But 2 to 3 minutes of you talking directly through the screen, capturing the attention of your target consumer, engaging them, in a way that you've never before, and actually helping them and educating them and entertaining them, getting them closer to you. So, for example, what would I talk about? Well, I could blog about what I'm talking to you about right now, about video, and or about blogging. I could actually do a vlog about blogging. So if you are if you sell a certain type of kitchen utensil, why don't you do a vlog where you're in the kitchen using it and talking at the same time? Now, I'm not an ad seen on TV, like, buy now and we'll send you 18 more. Do it more conversational. You don't want these to be like you're on a used car lot pushing cars at people. You want this to be a really friendly conversation where you're engaging them. People don't want to watch an ad. They are opting out of watching ads. So don't make it so that it will engage them. So good content, 2 to 3 minutes, do it once a week. Schedule a time. Every Wednesday at 2 p.m., I'm going to get in my office and I'm gonna do a vlog. That's it. It's that simple. Is it hard to get that time? Yeah, it's hard to start off, but once you start doing it, you can do it. Another tip I have is sit down, have an hour, and do about 6 or 8 or something. Get a couple months out of it. It's all about scheduling your time, getting your position right, and really putting the whole package together. Now, a couple things that people think is that, oh, I don't feel confident, I don't like how I look, I don't, you know, there's some things that you have to get over if you're going to jump into the online world that's very transparent. If you are extremely, extremely, extremely self-conscious, I would suggest finding a spokesperson to handle the duties. But I personally like hearing from the CEOs, and I like hearing from the VP of marketing and these higher up people, because they're more relatable than an actor, you know, because you know that this perfect beautiful person is just kind of stand-in. Anyway, this is just online. I'm not saying offline, but online I like it to be a little bit more, because it's a community aspect. You're trying to build a tribe, so. It's not a game show. You want people to be a little bit more real. So it's totally up to you. I suggest you vlog. You should put up a vlog once a week. And there you go. Another thing is, this is really interesting. And actually, I was thinking about doing a social media chef episode like this, or to actually start a television equivalent. There's something called live casting. Live casting is pretty much getting video and putting it right out on the internet. One of the services that my firm offers is that we cover different events, and we do video of events and whatever, and we can do live casting at those events. And it's a whole other level of interaction with your audience. For example, let me give you a setup. What you can do is you can get your camera, hook it up to the internet, get your whole live casting system set up, and actually livecast.com is one of the premier services that you can use. There's others that are free. I like Livecast, but I mean, it's extremely up to you, whatever you want. But imagine emailing out all of your customers or your prospective customers and say, hey, we're going to be holding a live Q&A Livecast. Love for you to join. They get on their computer. They log on like they're going to a webinar, but it's you, and it's live. And it could be you and your team, and that you can field questions live, and or you could talk about new product developments. For example, how about if you have some shareholders that you have to really impress? Why not do a live cast and do a presentation? It's a great way, and it's a great way to market yourself. You know, if you're doing these live casts, these live meetings, these live presentations, these interactive things, I'm not kidding you. It's really impressive to clients. 9 times out of 10, they do not know that this exists. It sounds difficult. It sounds hard. It sounds expensive. It totally is not. Okay? You need a good camera, which you can get. You can get a Target for a flip camera, an HD flip, or an HD Sony, or whatever, for like $150. But it's not that, another $1.50. Come on. But you know, it's a great way to break down another one of those walls. I think why I like video the most is that it makes me real. People can read me, because generally in my genre or niche, whatever you want to call it, when people start off reading me, then I like them to hear and see me almost instantly, because that's the full picture. Because people can read my posts and go, oh, so disingenuous, or I'm always so excited, but I am. So when you hear me and you see me, it creates the whole picture, and people are like, ah, authentic. And that's what you want online. You want that authentic. And video will do it for you. People can see what you look like. I mean, this isn't a dating. This isn't a dating platform. I mean, unless you're really desperate. But, you know, you're doing this to build your brand and your business and, you know, to really have fun with it. So, you know, it's a really good idea to add video into your mix because, gosh, it has so many different applications. Another one is, this is my favorite, and this is one of those ones that I'm trying to get together myself because it's just I haven't had the time to actually do it, but live customer testimonials on your website are killer. If you can get, I mean, everyone can read something and you're like, well, who the heck is Robin Johnson from Utah who works with Wix and stuff? And, you know, people don't know all your customers, you know, unless you're dealing with Kraft and Nabisco or Apple or IBM. Many times people don't know where your testimonials are coming from. And if you don't put their company or you don't put their name, people aren't going to believe they're real. So why not go the next step and get them, I don't know, send them a camera for them to return if you trust them, which I'm sure everybody that's listening to this right now can name at least two or three people that would do this for them. And you send them some questions, or you can actually bring them into your office if they're local, whatever. Get them to talk about your service and how great it is. Do a couple minutes, just really cute, you know, very easy. I'm an Apple nerd, so if you want to, Apple actually comes with production software where you can lay titles over it very, very easily, very quickly. There's also stuff out for Windows and PCs as well, so you can do this. You know, you don't need to send it off to a production company that is going to rip you off, number one, for what you need. As long as you have a nice lighting, some good lighting, you take a look at it, see if you're happy with it, and you have good sound, you know, game on. It's going to work for you. Now, those customers, I can't talk about them anymore because they're just too good to be true. You'll love them. Now, another thing you could do is webinars with video. This is very similar to live casting and is something that's kind of used not as much just yet, but it's definitely something that I would suggest that you do, because what you can do is two things. You can actually do videos on your webinar, which are really, really exciting, because once the webinar is over, you can capture the whole thing as a movie and share it on your sharing sites. So that's one thing, just to throw it out there, not as hot as the first couple, but still something that is very interesting for you to do. Now, viral. Let's talk real quick about viral, because it's something that is, I would say, of all of the ones that we spoke about, that is the one that's the biggest gamble. A lot of people will put a lot of money into creating something. Viral things are generally funny. I found them to be either funny or scandalous or really push a button. So people want to share it all over. But viral things are dancing babies and that sort of thing. So if you are a plastic surgeon in Venice, California, and you want to do something funny around what you're talking about, for example, plastic surgery, that's a real big gamble. That's a huge gamble. It could actually hurt your reputation, or people could think you're really funny, you're salt of the earth, and you're a big hit. So viral is really tough. I know a lot of companies that I know people, like some of my friends work in, have spent a lot of money on viral and just really haven't seen the return. But I also know other people that have done it and have gotten a pretty good return. It's a chance to eat market. You need to come up with something really original, 100% original, and something that people want to share. So a viral of your CEO talking about the balance sheet is not going to go viral unless he is he's dressed up funny. He makes about 50 Freudian slips. You know, that's what we're talking about. That's going to go viral. For my company, I really don't focus on viral as much. I try to focus on sharing, you know, really good quality information that engages an audience. And sometimes that can go viral within a niche, but viral, and it's the meaning of the word viral is to go everywhere. So that's a little aside on viral, but those are a few ways that you can incorporate video. Another one really quickly, this is something that's a little cheesy, but, you know, it depends on your market. You can actually have a video on your homepage of your website that walks people through your website. The only bad thing is that a lot of people get irritated if you log onto a site and then all of a sudden someone starts talking to them. I find that irritating. It's just it's right up there with pop-ups for me. But aside from that, if you want to do that, it's interesting. It can be engaging. It can be fun. But it can also be a little distracting. Putting more interactive features into your blog and then spreading them throughout your website is good. On your homepage, it's pretty much up to you. I mean, for example, if you got interviewed by a huge national morning show or a CNN or BBC News, if you're doing something like that, oh my gosh, I put that on every homepage. I'd have it on loop on a TV and put it in my car, you know, with a megaphone. You want everyone to see something like that. But a little intro video, it's up to you. You can give it a whirl. If anybody out there has used any of these tactics and they've been successful, get in touch with me. I'd love to hear your stories. You can email me at chris@servefreshmedia.com or you can fill out our contact form on our website, servefreshmedia.com. Now, let's talk about everything that we've just mentioned with this video stuff, right? Great. Everyone's sold. Loving it. How do people find it? Well, folks, you gotta share it. It's gotta be on your website. It's gotta be on your blog. It's gotta be shared through all of your social media presences. Now, focusing on the big three with Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, those three should be shared. Also, if you have Academy, if you have Plaxos, if you have whatever, share it. High Five, share it on there as well. Any place that has your picture and a profile, share it. Now, the other ones that we haven't talked about, which everyone's probably, you know, I'm sure you're aghast that I haven't mentioned YouTube or Vimeo, but I wanted to save them for last because I think a lot of people rely too heavily on those. I think people think that just by putting videos up on YouTube and Vimeo that instantly they're going to go viral. Sorry, that's not how it goes. There has to be some promotion behind it. So putting them up is wonderful. Couple tips. Now, Vimeo is YouTube's sister pretty much. So very, very similar site. Vimeo tends to be larger. In Europe, I've found it changes every day, but I like to kind of cover both because I think it's well-rounded thing. Now, all you have to do is find good videos that you have, promotional videos, your blogs, interviews that have been done with you, whatever, and pop them onto the site. Doesn't take very long, but remember, you have to keep them short. So if you have an hour-long video, you're going to be doing some cutting. So always think that in your mind. If it's over 10, I think it's 10 minutes. Wish I knew off the top of my head. I think it's 10. Anyway, I like to keep it around, you know, 5 minutes or so, because that's all people are going to watch. And then pop it on there, full tag it, and promote it like hell through all your social media presences. That's going to get you some – oh, also, shoot out an email blast. Share it with your friends. Ask other people to share it. That's the way it's going to go. All right, I'm getting a big red flag from my producer. So I am going to end this lovely show today. Thank you guys so much for joining me today on the Social Media Chef. I'm Chris Tompkins. Join us here again next week at Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also check us out at surffreshmedia.com. And until next time, thanks so much for joining us.